So much that I've been through. No, I'm not the only one. All that I can do is hope and pray my time will come. I never went to college, though I never had regrets. These days I know that knowledge won't be writing me a check. Unemployment compensation cannot pay the rent. Lawyer landlord lost his patience out on the cement. You ask me if I'm worried and I don't know what to say. Cause only Jesus or a genius distance foolishness from faith.
All I really know,
I know
my baby loves me mind and body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love you just the way you are.
I do appreciate.
I love it.
Reciprocate. So good so far.
Back when I was 14, spending too much time alone, thinking about the world and war and hatred like I'm grown. In history and movies, where other people laugh, I was slowly dying in my soul on their behalf. So maybe it was music, maybe it was God, but something reached into me and hit my broken heart. Oh, I always long for justice. Whatever there is wrong, it still seems to hurt me till I voice it in a song.
All I really know,
I know
my baby loves me mind and body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love you just the way you are.
I
bless
do
you, baby.
I appreciate.
I love it.
Reciprocate.
I'ma show it.
So good so far.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and this will be an all-women's music show. But you'll quickly see that all-women's music is not of the stereotypical folk singer in the coffee house variety. The artist starting the show is a great example. That was Nedra Johnson with the song So Good So Far from her latest album. I've got a special interview with her later in the show. But next is an artist I've played several times on QMH, but I've not gotten around to playing this track, which I really like. It's from 2000 and is the title track from the album 30 Second Kiss by Robin Flower and Libby McLaren.
I cannot get your attention. I cannot catch your eye. Why am I trying? I'm tired of trying. I talk, you don't listen. I stand, you walk right by. Cold as November, now you and I. So I drove to Heartbreak Avenue, where a wise, wise woman lives. She said, tell me your troubles. And this is what I said. I told her of my heartache, how yours is aching too, how we are fighting. We don't know how to make up. We don't know what to do. Can you help us? You gotta help us. So she leaned a little closer. What you need is a 30-second kiss to set things right. A 30-second kiss every morning and night. A 30-second kiss, girl, you just can't miss. Set your heart on fire with a 30-second kiss. We told her our sad story. We told her just how mad at each other. What she said, what you need is a 30-second kiss. ghost dream again. The rocks smooth into sand, you need is a 30-second kiss.
I've also played this next act on my show a number of times, but it's always been music from their classic Christmas album, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. Of course, I'm talking about the group Venus Envy. Their Christmas album came out in 1995 and actually was their second release. They had a six-song cassette in 1990, the source of this next song, Beaver Cleaver Fever.
Never know how much I watch you. Never know how much you care. When I turn that TV on ya, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. I'm watching beavers on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver Cleaver in the morning, beaver all through the night. Beaver Cleaver Fever. Some of you dig Brother Wally. Some get off on good old Ward. But I get hot when I see Mama June posing by her ironing board. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, so good-natured, perfect mother, what a wife. Beaver Cleaver in the morning, beaver all through the night. Beaver Cleaver Fever. I confess that I love Lucy. You know it's not a crime. But oh, it hurts to know that Ethel Mertz monopolizes all her time. I'm watching reruns on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver Cleaver in the morning, beaver all through the night. Beaver Cleaver Fever. Every night I dream of Jeannie, or that wacky harem queen. If I be granted just one wish, I'd be the master in my genie dream. I'm watching reruns on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver Cleaver in the morning, beaver all through the night. Beaver Cleaver Fever. Kirk, he flirts with danger. Mr. Spock's a Vulcan brain. But my lieutenant is Uhura, I'm in a time warp when I hear her name. I'm watching reruns on the TV, Channel 22 Delight. Beaver!
Cleaver!
In the morning, Beaver all through the night. Beaver, Cleaver, Fever!
The group Venus Envy was comprised of Linda Shireman, Linda Sievert, Laura Love, and Lisa Koch. And Laura and Lisa have gone on to record a number of excellent solo albums. In the late 80s, there was a duo called Labrys. I'm sure they got their name because the Labrys is a lesbian symbol. Visually, it's a double-headed axe and was used to denote strength and self-sufficiency. The duo Labrys was Elena Jordan and Patricia Lyons, and they released two albums in 1985 and 1987. From their second album, Sister Love, here's the title track.
against the grain, always drawing outside of the lines. There was no niche for me in all that wild prairie. I left the Midwest behind. And all the king's horses and all his men couldn't figure out what I was dying of. It all seemed so simple in retrospect. I was just dying for love. I loved a girl at 11. I still swear that she loved me too. There was no kiss to seal our tryst. I just couldn't break that taboo. But I had a hard ball and a wooden bat, and she owned a fielder's glove. She took a ring from a boy that spring and left me there dying for love. Oh, what a funny thing to die for. What a strange legacy. Burned at the stake or drowned in the lake. All those people who were just like me. I made my way cross country by playing connect the bars. Don't ask me how I found my way. I turned my glass up and I steered by the stars. But what do you think I was drinking for and weeping like a mourning dove? I didn't want you to remember that I was just dying for love. A woman at 22, she loved me too, though she thought me a fool. She'd never say that she felt that way. She was a teacher at the elementary school. And every time I came closer, she gave me another shove. Now that my anger has cooled a bit, can see she was just dying for love. Oh, what a funny thing to die for. What a strange legacy. Burned at the stake or drowned in the lake. All those people who were just like me. I'll be 33 come next summer. I'm still in love, it's still a she, what can I say? It brings great pain to my mother, but I believe she loves me anyway. Sometimes it seems so easy, and this life fits like an old leather glove. And I can't forget to remember that my people are still dying for love. Oh, sometimes I'm tired of the struggle. Yes, sometimes I get tired of the fight. But I'll still be ready tomorrow, and I'm still here ready tonight. And when they come with their dogs and their guns, protected by their rubber gloves, I won't let them take me or leave me away. At least I'll know I'm dying for love.
I followed Labrys and Sister Love with Carol Steinell and a track from her 1991 cassette. The song was called Dying for Love, and the cassette was called I'm Dangerous. Now, the rest of Carol's recording is a bit different from the ballad you just heard. She's very irreverent and has some monologues between songs that set them up. And her material is very gay, and sometimes her language is FCC challenged. So for my internet listeners only, I'm sharing three songs in a row by her, as they just flow together. You'll hear Dangerous, God is Love, and Leviticus.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carol Steinell, if you don't already know me. What's your name? I'm dangerous. I'm a radical lesbian. I'm dangerous. I'll convert you if I can. I never got married, I never had kids, I never give a shit what the status quo did. I'm dangerous, I tell you, I'm a real live lesbian. Well, I live in a great big yellow house with my lover and her two boys. We've been together for 7 years and we don't like a lot of loud noise. When I get mad, you better watch out, I'll tell you what I do. I go out in the garden, I pick some broccoli, I bite off the heads and I chew. Because I'm dangerous. I said I'm dangerous. I'm a raging badass dyke. I'm dangerous. I ride around on a 10-speed bike. I don't shave my legs, I'm a total disgrace. I'm at my best in women-only space. I'm dangerous, I tell you, I'm a raging badass dyke. You know, someday in the future, the world will be mine. We'll have world peace and free daycare, and our periods will come on time. We'll give food to the hungry. People will know that we care. We'll tax the rich and share the wealth. No wonder the patriarchy's scared, 'cause I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. I'm a wild-eyed Amazon. I'm dangerous. I don't use no band roll-on. I don't go to church, though I know it's bad. Honey, I do things that make my mother mad. I'm dangerous, I tell you. I'm a wild-eyed Amazon. You know, I work in the social services field. I work for peanuts so your needs get filled. I care for the sick and the indigent, too. I do the work no man would do, honey. I'll be pushing your wheelchair when you are over the hill. And if I ain't there to do it, one of my wild-eyed, badass, radical lesbian sisters will, because we're dangerous. I said I'm dangerous. I'm a real live lesbian. I'm dangerous. Come on and give me a great big hand. Come on. Woo! Major threat to the status quo. When I die, I'll reincarnate as a pink dildo. I'm dangerous, I tell you. I'm a real live lesbian. Oh, yes, I am. Now, the problem I have with these people, basically, is that, well, first of all, I have a problem with the things they call us. Actually, sometimes they give me like a great big laugh because the things they call us are just so weird, okay? Like, I love this. They call us unnatural, okay? Now, they call us unnatural. That's what they call us. And think about who calls us unnatural. People like Tammy Faye Baker. All right. I mean, is she under there? You ever get the idea if you just took a little knife and whittled away at that makeup, there'd be no one inside there. Somebody told me that's where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. So, I'm always interested in these words they use, you know, and it's like, I think, for fundamentalist Christians, I think words can mean about anything they want them to mean, anytime they want them to mean what they want them to mean. You ever notice that? Like, I grew up in the Lutheran church, and I got fed a lot of interesting information by those Lutherans, and this is a song, actually this is three songs, they're called the Hate Trilogy, and this is a song about the interesting information that I received growing up in the Lutheran church. When I was young, when I was small, they said, God is love and that is all. Yes, God is love and there are no exceptions. But later on, of course, they started making a few corrections. They said, God is love, yes, God is love, except there are a few things that God hates, such as queers and peace-loving hippies. But later they changed it to queers and liberal straights. I got a little older, as we sometimes do, and they said, God loves you if you love him. I thought that was fair. Yes, I could understand it, but later on, of course, you know, they began to expand it. They said, God is love. Yes, God is love. Except there are a few things that God hates, such as queers and mutineers and commies and pinkos and papists and peace-loving hippies. But, you know, later on they changed that last part to queers and mutineers and commies and pinkos and papists and, you know, the L word, liberal straights. I grew a little older. Yes, I grew up. And they said, God will destroy you if you don't do what he says. And I said, well, what does he say? And they said, oh, don't worry, we'll tell you that later. And I said, wait a minute, what about that God is love thing? And then they gave me that funny look. God is love. God is love. Except there are a few things that God hates, such as queers and mutineers and commies and pinkos and papists and people that aren't like us and people that ask too many questions and peace-loving hippies. But of course, you know, later on they changed that last part to, you know, liberal straights, yeah. I went to therapy for 5 or 6 years. I joined the ACLU and NARAL, and even now, I healed the damage that they did. All my spiritual contusions, yes, I made my great escape and I started drawing my own conclusions. Would you like to hear them? I think God is love, and God is love, and then God is love, and then God is love some more. And God loves queers and mutineers, and God loves commies and pinkos and papists, and God loves people that aren't like them. God even loves people that are like them, although I don't understand it. And God loves peace, loving hippies, and God loves people that ask too many questions. And I happen to have it on the best of authority that he or she just adores liberal straights. It's really interesting because I can accept that they have to believe the way they have to believe. That's really okay with me, okay? I can accept that. But they are so fucking inconsistent. I mean, it is really incredible. It's like when I was growing up, we had to take catechism class, and I had to take catechism from Reverend Shade, who looked like Barnabas Collins, okay? Very scary guy. And Reverend Shade, I was, of course, the thorn beneath the man's saddle, right? I was, like, constantly harassing him, as, you know, I've grown up to, like, constantly harass all sorts of other people. And I would ask interesting questions of Reverend Shade, questions that Reverend Shade wasn't particularly comfortable with. Questions like, Pastor Shade, Pastor Shade, Pastor Shade, Pastor Shade. Yes, Carol. If God says thou shalt not kill, and then he tells him to go out and smite the Philistines, I mean, isn't that like a contradiction in terms? Now, there are only 3 answers to questions like these, okay? It's a mystery. It's not for us to know. And don't be sacrilegious. Right? So, I was constantly asking these questions and constantly getting this answer. Usually that last answer was the one they hit me with. And so I was, you know, kind of confused all the time about what these people were saying. But it became clear to me over the years that they didn't care. You know, they didn't care that they were inconsistent. I realized then that, you know, a lot of fundamentalist Christians read the Bible the way you and I read the want ads, okay? We read the want ads like gas station attendant, graphic artist, great job, no hours, okay? They read the Bible like faith, hope, and charity, be kind to your neighbor. A man shall not lay with another man. Okay? Now, something you need to know about that man, that's the big verse they're always throwing at us. A man shall not lay with another man, which, doesn't that get the lesbians off the hook? Another great excuse for coming to Carol Steinle's concerts, right? You can come here and be sin-free. So, now here's my problem with this. Now, you have to know, this part of it, that statement is in Leviticus, okay? It's in the chapter of Leviticus, which God only knows why I know these things, okay? It's because I was a born-again Christian for about 5 minutes. On this page, it says, a man shall not lay with another man, okay? On this page, it says that you will not have a six-legged winged insect anywhere near your person, okay? Okay? And you will not allow any illegitimate people into the doors of the church, and the penalty is death, okay? Now, is it every other page of the Bible that's valid? And if so, what page are we starting on? Because I think it's important to my lifestyle, all right? So I'll gladly stay away from those six-legged insects with wings. Man, I mean, I call this biblical schizophrenia, okay? And I wrote a little tune expressing my feelings about it. So, this is my song about biblical schizophrenia. Leviticus says, homosexuals should be hated. They are abomination and must not be tolerated. But later on, across the page and just down a little bit, you'll find you're also not supposed to wear nylon blend or eat shellfish of any kind. So pass the clam dip and let's kill another queer for Jesus. And praise the Lord for biblical schizophrenia. And when they ask me why I did a thing so filled with hate, I'll tell them, shucks, it wasn't me, it was them Twinkies that I ate. Well, St. Paul says that homos can't get into heaven. But of all the other disciples, not one of the 11 had anything to say about sexuality. I guess that Paul was just the lawn maybon of 33 A.D. So pass the clam dip and let's kill another queer for Jesus. Yee-haw! And praise the Lord for biblical schizophrenia. And when they ask us why we did a thing so filled with hate, we'll tell them, shucks, it wasn't us, it was that junk food that we ate. This is a short song, and here's the moral, so listen up. Jesus kissed his disciples, and he loved to wash their feet. He wore a dress to work, and it's reported he was meek. Get a clue! He never married and he had no offspring. I'd say the body of biblical evidence all points to just one thing. So pass the clam dip and kiss a queer for Jesus. Yee-haw! Let's do away with biblical schizophrenia. Give freely at the office. We'll neutralize the fear and get rid of the hate. But don't you eat no Twinkies, now you know they'll make you straight.
Again, that was Carol Steinle. And as long as we're in sort of a more humorous mode, I've got a short comedy routine for you by Ivy Bettini. In addition to doing comedy, Ivy Bettini is a longtime activist with work spanning 5 decades. I encourage you to do an internet search on this amazing woman, but for just a sampling, in 1966 she founded the first chapter of the National Organization of Women, and in 1969 she designed their logo. She founded the first AIDS organization in Los Angeles and has been active in many other community services. There's a theater in L.A. named after her, and last month they had a celebration commemorating both the 86th anniversary of women's right to vote and Ivy's 80th birthday. The comedy bit I have to share with you is from a 1976-45 called Women's Lip, and the two sketches are called Lesbians and the WLM, with WLM standing for Women's Liberation Movement.
Lesbians is a myth in society. Gay women hate men. Now, that is ridiculous. They don't have to. They don't live with them. If you're a lesbian, you cannot buy hers and her towels. And once the word gets out, the Avon lady probably stops calling. But to me, if you're a gay woman, the toilet seat is always down.
Oh, yes, dear.
Well, I'm getting ready now to go to my meeting. I'm going to the WLM. No, it's not like the DAR. Of course, I'll watch the crosswalks, honey. I know you worry.
Bye.
No, I won't be picked up. It's all women. Sit down here, you're very kind. You can see I'm nervous. It's my first time, you know.
How's the start?
Rape. Well, that's a very pertinent subject. Yes, my husband doesn't agree that there's any rape, he doesn't.
Abortion.
That's interesting, too.
Uh-huh. Child care.
Oh, she's so right. Oh, I wish I had had that. Wait one. I don't understand this, you see. Well, I thought I was at the Women's Liberation meeting.
I am?
Well, then why are they discussing thespians?
Yes,
she was just so brave, you know, talking right out there and saying all those things. And there's such courage in the room. There's courage and inspiration. I'll be here next week. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello, dear.
Huh? Well, the meeting was sort of, it's like advanced PTA.
What did he talk about?
Oh, I don't think it'd be to it. You would. Oh, well, they talked about, rape. Oh, that was the scar. You're right, there isn't any.
Then they talked about Planned Parenthood.
They were very clever, and I got great inspiration from them. Yes, as a matter of fact, I came home with such courage tonight, George. There's something I want to ask you for. George, do you want to do it tonight?
Another artist who's been at it for decades is Penny Lang. She's considered a Canadian folk legend and first started singing folk music in the 60s. At age 63, she's just released her eighth album called Stone, Sand, Sea, and Sky. And I was very taken with her voice and the calming effect this album has. I chose to share with you the song It's Not Easy.
When I was a young girl, not treated right, sometimes I'd cry me to sleep at night. It's not easy when you're all alone. As I remember, I try to find some kind of comfort, any old kind, but it's not easy when you're all alone. Once I was rising, a shooting star, go far. So for has been just past my prime, seemed I was running out of time. When I was loved and gave love to, somehow I thought I could see it all through, but it you're all alone. Could show you where I've been, you wouldn't want to know the shape I was in. 'Cause it's not easy when you're living all alone. It's not easy when you're all alone.
From Canada, Penny Lang and It's Not Easy. Next up is a trio called Rosie's Bar and Grill. They were a Kansas City area group, and my audiophile co-producer Chris Wilson tells me that she remembers seeing them at an early West Coast music festival and just loved them. The trio was comprised of Martha Hale, Carol Smith, and Joyce Constant. And while researching this show, I Googled their names and located Martha and emailed her. I got a very nice reply that while she left the group in 1980, the other two are still performing under the name Rosies. She says the band was one-third lesbian and the other two were straight, but definitely not narrow. Martha has been in several bands since and currently plays in one called Checkered Past. The original group, Rosie's Bar and Grill, had only one release in 1979, and from it, here are Hello Stranger and a second song. That song uses the words of women's movement hero Sojourner Truth, taken from her famous speech from 1851 called Ain't I a Woman?
Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, but you're a pal of mine.
Get up, rounder, let a working gal lay down.
Get up, rounder, let a working gal lay down. You are a rounder, but you're all out and down. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, but you're a pal of mine.
Oh, I'll see you when your troubles are like mine.
Oh, I'll see you when your troubles are like mine. Oh, I'll see you when you haven't got a dime. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, but you're a pal of mine.
Every time I feel I have a heavy load,
every time I feel I have a heavy load, all of my prayers moving down that road. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, but you're a pal of mine.
Forget your troubles, why don't you sing a song?
Forget your troubles, why don't you sing a song? You'll feel better
when you sing along. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, but you're a pal of mine. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, but you're a pal of mine.
The man over there says that women should be helped into carriages and lifted over ditches and given the best place anywhere. Nobody ever helped me into carriages or over puddles or gave me the best place anywhere. And ain't I a woman? Look at my arm, I've plowed and planted and gathered into barns, and no man could head me. And ain't I a woman? I could work as much and beat as much as a man when I could get it. And ain't I a woman? I have borne 13 children and seen most of them sold into slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman? Then the man in the black says women shouldn't have as much rights as men, because Christ wasn't a woman. But where did your Christ come from? Christ come from God and a woman. Man had nothing to do with it. And ain't I a woman? The man over there says that women should be helped.
Again, that was Rosie's Bar and Grill from their self-titled album. I'm not sure if I've done this before on QMH, but I'm about to play the same song twice in a row, but the versions are quite different. The song is Old Woman, written by Michelle Brody. It comes from a various artist compilation from 1980 called Gay and Straight Together. I've featured that recording before on my show, but not this song. Here's Michelle Brody's own version of her song Old Woman.
I want to live to be an old woman.
Now you'll hear a very different take on this song. It's from 1978 and comes from a very expensive album. I say that because every time I run into it on eBay, it goes for big bucks. And I understand the reason is that this is a jazz funk album, and music producers like to take samples from the album for their recordings. I'm surprised it's not been put out on CD. The name of the 6-member band is Baba Yaga, and their album is called On the Edge. Here's their interpretation of Michelle Brody's song, Old Woman.
Thank you.
again, Baba Yaga and Old Woman.
Hey, what up? This is Nedra Johnson, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.